northern BC is being exploited. It's about to be plunged into despair. These are actually serious allegations from some northern BC leaders. To help understand why these claims are being made, I'm joined this morning by our CBC producer, Andrew Curiata. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Exploitation and despair. It does sound like the stuff of fantasy fiction. Who is saying this?
There's two people primarily. There's the mayor of Fort St. John, Lori Ackerman, and her neighbor in Taylor, the mayor of Taylor, Rob Fraser.
And why are they saying this?
All right, are you ready for the dramatic reveal?
Because
the fair share agreement negotiation deadline is today.
Okay, so that's a mouthful, and I don't understand why such a mouthful would lead to exploitation and despair.
Yeah, you know what? I have to admit, this is one of the challenges of this story, is I hear myself say fair share agreement negotiation deadline, and my own eyes glaze over. But I promise you that this is a big story. It has big implications. And so what I want to do is come at this from a different angle. Let's forget about negotiations and fair share and tax policies and all of that, and just think about your drive to work. Since it is springtime in northern British Columbia, I'm guessing that you can relate to this.
Yeah, I see a lot of potholes.
We seem to go over them three or four times a day. Well, I think they need to make a priority number one, you know, in their budget.
Potholes, the eternal complaint.
Yes, every year potholes come out, and every year people complain that cities are not doing enough to repair them. And if it's not potholes, I'm sure there's something that you wish your city was spending more money on. Parks, curling rinks, a performing arts center maybe, affordable housing. Basically, people want cities to do things that cost money. And that's what fair share is. It's a big pot of money for roads and swimming pools and police, but it's only there if you can get it.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
All right, so we're in the middle of budgeting for a bunch of cities. Communities are figuring out just how much to charge on this year's property taxes. You've probably heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and it can be a pain when you get that big bill saying you owe the city money. But you only get this if you own property in the city, and there's different types of property, and you pay different rates depending on which kind you own. If you're a residential property owner, you pay one rate. This is for houses and apartments and basically places people live. Generally speaking, there's then the business class, taxes on stores and malls and restaurants, and then there's the industrial tax base. These are the big money makers, the things that drive the economic development of our region. And these are things like mining, sawmills, and the oil and gas industry.
Okay, and I'm going to guess that the oil and gas industry has a major role in all of this.
It does, because if I were to head over to River Road here in Prince George, I'm going to find some mills operating. And these mills are inside the city, so the money they generate is taxable. They can get property taxes put on them, and that money goes into the city's budget. But if I go to Fort St. John, it's a little different. It's an oil and gas town, but the oil and gas is not in town. Wells and frack sites tend to operate outside of city boundaries, so the city can't tax them using the property taxes. But at the same time, the industry costs cities money because the people who work in the oil and gas industry will come back into town, they use the services, drive on the roads, they go to the bars. So the city has to pay money because of this industry, but it doesn't get to generate money from property taxes. Instead, the money heads straight to Victoria. And this is that old complaint about the North generating all of the wealth for the province and not getting their fair share.
Okay, so now we're getting to the crux of the story, and I'm guessing that's where the name fair share comes from.
Basically, it was put into place back in the 90s in order to more fairly divide up the money generated by the oil and gas industry in northeastern BC. Under the deal, Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, Chetwynd, Tumbleridge, Taylor, Hudson's Hope, Pouce Coupe, and the Peace River Regional District give up. They say, okay, we're gonna give up our ability to tax the oil and gas industry using traditional property taxes inside city boundaries. In exchange, the province collects the money from the oil and gas industry, and then they give a cut of that money back to those northeastern communities, even when the money's coming from outside of their boundaries. And this has been huge for the Northeast. Every year, they get millions of dollars to pay for the services and infrastructure that is vital to their planning, vital to their growth over the past decade or so.
Mm.
And in fact, fair share has been so successful that other parts of the province want in as well. With the LNG industry heating up in the Northwest, communities have floated the idea. And in 2012, Prince George City Council discussed a revenue sharing agreement with a similar model.
So why do we have these warnings then today about exploitation and despair? Certainly a far cry from fair and share.
Because even though the most recent fair share agreement was negotiated in 2005 and was supposed to last until 2020, the government basically changed its mind. They want to renegotiate it. And in February, they told the leaders of those northeastern cities they want a new deal, and they want that new deal by, well, today, April 30th.
Huh. And why do they want this new deal?
The government says that the current deal is not sustainable. Back in 2005, when it was negotiated, the oil and gas industry was going great. There was no signs of things slowing down. 10 years later, things have slowed down. And the government says the deal needs to reflect that because they can't afford the current rates. Their proposal boils down to this: less money for the Northeast.
And let me guess, the Northeast is not very happy.
Not at all. Most of the communities have decided to let this play out at the negotiating table. Dawson Creek Mayor Dale Bumstead says he was surprised by the renegotiations, but he's optimistic an agreement can be reached. But his point of view is not shared by Fort St. John and Taylor. They've called the offer from the province a slap in the face. They put out a press release saying the exploitation of the North has begun. And they warn that without this money, they will be losing millions of dollars and they will not be able to support projects like Site C construction and oil and gas. Here is Fort St. John Mayor Lori Ackerman.
Just in this particular agreement that we have right now, if the province was to break it, the city of Fort St. John would lose over $32 million. It would be putting us into a community of despair yet again.
A community of despair.
Yes, she is not exactly mincing words. And I mean, there's been a lot of back and forth between these communities and the province talking about who can afford what and what percentage is fair, how the rates are structured. There's all sorts of graphs and tables you can find online. But the crux of it is this. 10 years ago, the province made a deal about how much money they were going to share or give to the Northeast under the fair share deal, a deal that is basically the industrial tax base for this region. This deal was supposed to last until 2020. Now the province is coming back and saying things have changed. They can't afford the current deal and they want to give the Northeast less. The cities who will be losing the money as a result, they aren't happy. Negotiations are supposed to finish today and we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for priming the pump for us, Andrew. And we'll continue to watch and see what happens. CBC producer Andrew Curiata live in our Prince George studio. And of course, whatever is decided today will certainly have implications all the way down the line with other communities wanting to get in on the fair share deal.